This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Supporters of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul were out in full force yesterday on the University of Missouri campus. They were part of the local chapter of the Youth for Ron Paul campaign. Chapter member Jacob Kerner says their group successfully petitioned Paul to make an appearance at MU. Chapter member Jacob Kerner explains.
We petitioned all the students walking by. We got a lot of signatures, over 1,300 signatures to bring Paul in, and you know, we sent the signatures off, so I believe that was a major factor in him actually deciding to come here.
Supporters gave various reasons of why they support Ron Paul. Some, like Eric Yang, referenced Paul's character.
For any leaders, you want him to have, like, intelligence, hard work, and integrity. But if they don't have integrity, you don't want him to be intelligent or hard work.
Kerner says chapter members all agree Paul is the man to lead America.
Ron Paul is the only one that can change this country in the direction that we need it changed. And so I want to be an activist and, you know, help out the cause.
Paul will be speaking today from noon to 1 on the Carnahan Quad of the MU campus. Chapter members say 800 chairs will be set up, and they expect more than 800 people to attend the rally. Members do not know if Paul will appear at any other events during his visit to Mid-Missouri. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission held a pair of public meetings on Wednesday to get input on the license renewal for the Callaway nuclear reactor. KBIA's Kyle Dees has more.
The license for the Callaway nuclear reactor doesn't expire until 2024, but the application has already been filed for a 20-year extension to that license. As one of the first steps in the process, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission held a pair of public meetings Wednesday to explain the license process and receive input on their environmental review. Bill Johnson, who is the director of administration for the city of Fulton, spoke in favor of the license renewal during the public comment period at the afternoon meeting.
The citizens of Fulton like the Ameren plant where it is. We like the operation. We like the staffing. We like the safety levels. We've had a very positive relationship with the nuclear plant for the 27 years it's been in operation and for the 10 years or so before that it was under construction.
But not all comments on the process were positive. Ed Smith is the Safe Energy Director for the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. He spoke against several aspects of the application, including the short window for filing public comments.
So while we believe it is appropriate for the NRC to hold public meetings now in order to explain the license renewal process to the public, it is unreasonable and unfair to require the public to comment on this 1,200-page, highly technical license renewal application and the 400-page, highly technical environmental report.
The commission is accepting comments on the application for only 60 days, until April 24th. A final decision on the license application is much further in the future. The commission's deadline for that is December 2013. Kyle Dees, KBIA News.
State insurance officials say Missourians should review their policies to be sure they have enough coverage. The Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions, and Professional Registration says homeowner policies that are more than 5 years old might not cover the entire cost of rebuilding a house. The department also says apartment dwellers should have renter's insurance because landlords' policies usually cover buildings and not the property of tenants. Insurance officials say residents should prepare a list of their belongings to help determine what level of coverage they need. The president of the Southern Boone County Fire Protection District says new facilities would cut down the district's emergency response times, so the district is asking Southern Boone County residents to vote in favor of a $2 million bond issue on April 3rd. The district would use the money to replace a 20-year-old fire engine, house six more firefighters in the Ashland Station, and purchase a site close to the Highway 63 Route Y intersection for hands-on training. Southern Boone County Fire Protection District President Jim Cunningham says the district currently has an operation budget of $250,000.
We have really done more with less money than anybody ever thought we could. And while we have those successes, we can't rest on our laurels. We really have to plan for the future. And the future for us is more and more fire calls.
Cunningham says about 5 years ago, the district responded to 300 or 400 calls a year, and the current call rate is 660. He says he expects this trend to continue. The University of Missouri's Law School has climbed 28 places in U.S. News & World Report's latest law school rankings. Over the last 2 years, the university had slipped 42 places to 107th. Now it sits at 79th. MU Law School Dean Larry Desim says there have been multiple reasons why the school's rankings have improved.
Our employment numbers came up. The student-faculty ratio went down a bit, and our peer ranking among other law schools came up. So we're assuming that, but we never know because some of the data that U.S. News relies upon is never released to the law schools.
Dessam also says it's more important that prospective students visit the schools they're interested in than pay attention to rankings. Experts in nutrition and food science will join award-winning chefs and culinary authors in an annual University of Missouri symposium this weekend. This year's Life Sciences and Society lecture is titled Food Sense, an exploration of food and science and the culture of eating. The symposium opens on Friday and features a Jesse Hall keynote address by Brian Wozniak, an author and director of the Food and Brand Lab at Cornell University. The event continues Saturday with five presentations, including a talk by Food Network personality Shirley Courier. Sunday's panelists include a wine scientist from the University of California, Davis, and Columbia restaurant owner Lee Lockhart. Environmental activists want the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to take a longer look at Ameren Missouri's request for a 20-year license renewal at the state's only nuclear power plant. The federal agency held a sparsely attended public meeting Wednesday afternoon in Fulton on Ameren's license renewal application for the Cowley plant. Just four members of the public spoke, with Ameren officials, NRC employees, and reporters outnumbering ordinary citizens. A second Fulton meeting is scheduled for Wednesday night. Ameren's application exceeds 1,600 pages. Ameren's current 40-year operating license for the Callaway County plant expires in 2024. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.